أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسلا في ذي حكم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ولا تزال ودت قبل الموت نافلة ولم أصل سوى فرض ولم أصم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ولم تسنة من أحيا الظلا ما إلى إن اشتكت قدماه الضر من ورم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قصيدة البردة الدرة الفردة شرح قصيدة البردة The exclusive pearl detailing the stanzas of قصيدة بردة. And we start off by praising Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is such لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. We cannot praise, we cannot enumerate the praises of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is as you are, as you have praised yourself. These are all bounties which descend upon us. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا plural has been used. If you have to count the bounties, bounty, if you have to count, bounties is wrong. Plural to use, it's bounty. If you all إِن تَعُدُّوا وَإِن تَعُدُّوا if you all have to count نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ one bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. نِعْمَةَ is in واحد, singular. لَا تُحْصُوهَا you would not be able to enumerate it. We cannot praise Allah Azza wa Jal. We cannot show that level of gratitude to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for the numerous bounties that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us. But Allah Azza wa Jal hasn't left us just like that. Allah has left us on a particular pathway. This pathway is to follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where does it start? It starts with love. Love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You may say, but I'm not a practicing Muslim. Yes, you are not a practicing Muslim. But let's change, twist that question around. Ask your nafs, how much do you want to become a practicing Muslim? Then you will see, slowly, slowly, you are threading on this pathway towards success. With the fruits, inshallah, the fruits, the flowers, all particularly produced for you to enjoy. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us this. We come to stanza number 5. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi hab li hukma walhiqni bis salihin. وَجُعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ The key to any lesson is your sincereness. Let's put it on this measurement. Let's see where's the yardstick of sincereness. The more sincere, the more this heart is sincere, it will give off sincereness, and the more the listener is sincere, the more sincereness will be surrounding him. And there Allah will teach us certain aspects which we didn't ever know. So let's start with the stanza number 5. Last week we discussed Lola, but we're just going to summarize it inshallah. Lola al-hawa lam turiq dam'an ala talalin. If it wasn't for love, you would not be spilling tears. You would not spill a tear, one, dam'a, singular. You would not spill a tear at the ruins, talalin. At the ruins. وَلَا أَرِقْتَ لِذِكْرِ الْبَانِ وَالْعَلَمِ Nor would you become restless. Nor would you become restless at the remembrance of Alban. This is the cypress tree. وَالْعَلَمِ and the mountain. So we're going to go into the details today to cover exactly, inshallah, the meaning of Al-Hawa and the different forms it's been used. From this, inshallah, we learn different lessons. And then also, لَمْ تُرِقْ لَمْ تُرِقْ This means to flow. Dam'an, these are words we covered already. Dumu', that is the plural. This means tears. Ala talalin, runes. So we're going to go, what is the meaning of runes? Then we're going to go, wala ariqta. Ariqta, it comes from the word ariqa yaraqu araqan. This means restlessness, insomnia. Insha'Allah, if Allah Azawajal wills, we will give you a dua which Sayyiduna Khalid ibn al-Walid al-Makhzumiyu radiyallahu anhu had complained or had asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a remedy due to his insomnia which he suffered. The dua then, inshallah. Then li dhikri al-bani, the word dhikr we did in the beginning. Amin tadhakkuri jiranim, tadhakkur, there we did it. Al-ban, what is it referring to? What kind of tree is this here? And Al-Alam, the mountain which you speak, which mountain in Makkah Mukarramah? So there we're going to cover all of this inshallah in this particular segment. Lawla al-Hawa. Remember Lawla we spoke to you last week? Lawla comes for Shartiya. Imtina'u thani li wujud al-awwal. So if the first is present, if that is present, if A is present, B won't be possible. We gave you examples of this here. You turn to the Quran Sharif, Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 64. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Lawla fadlullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu lakuntum minal khasirin. If it wasn't for Allah Azza wa Jalla's virtue upon you and His mercy, lakuntum minal khasirin, you would be amongst the losers. So how do we then look at this verse? Allah's virtue, Allah's mercy is present, therefore you will not be amongst the losers. You will not be amongst the losers. That's one. Another example. You turn to chapter 2, still in Surah Al-Baqarah. Just turn a little bit to verse 251. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in this verse, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْدَهُمْ بِبَعْدٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. The earth would be in a chaos. So Allah Azza wa Jalla made it possible. Others are stopping others. Go look today, this weekend, till now it's going on. The heavy rioting that is taking place in the rogue regimes, the accursed squatters, let's rather say that, because the land itself is blessed. The land itself is blessed. But the accursed squatters who are contaminating this beautiful land, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed its precincts. In this land here, it shows the squatters are fighting amongst themselves. Over the weekend, due to the heavy rioting, so they're saying, Netanyahu must be out. So they say, so the squatters amongst themselves are quarreling. The police come there. They say, the police actually said, one of the policemen, I will rape your mother. Who's speaking to who? Amongst themselves quarreling. So they themselves are lighting this fire, which they will burn themselves in. They don't realize it. They cannot see it. Now you've understood that verse. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We will gradually entice them to the point that they won't know. Lead them, spur them on to that point which they will not know. This is what you are seeing now. How many millions already have left the illegitimate country? Allah's control is vast. Allah works in ways you and I cannot imagine. Allah does not need you and I to defend Palestine. Allah will finish them off by their own people, amongst themselves, quarreling and disputes, many leaving, those that are left. See how they are fighting amongst themselves. This teaches you an important lesson. You throw other people out of their homes. Allah Azza wa Jalla will make it such, He throws you out of your own homes, embarrassed, humiliated. This is how it will be. You know the English saying, what goes around comes around. Allah Azza wa Jalla changes, turns the tables around. You were on top, today you're at the bottom, bottom, top. Go and see areas which we were brought up in. We saw it in front of us. The elite section at the bottom, and then go and see the elite section now if you ever want to even drive past that section. Allah Azza wa Jalla turns the tables as He wills, how He wills, when He wills. So it's not, look, take the country, South Africa as a whole, where it went to, where it came from, where it's going to at the moment. At the heat of apartheid, now going back into it, slowly, slowly. The white supremacy, let's not contaminate this. Lawla al-hawa, we said lawla, shartiya. If it wasn't for that, so Allah Azza wa Jalla makes it possible. Groups repel other groups. Some repel others, stop others. Another verse, Surah As-Saffat, chapter 37, verse 57. لَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. So if you see the previous verses before this, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this incident. A jannati, it will be asked, do you want to see that person who came to you rejected and he was questioning life after death? Will bones, then decayed bones, come back to life? Do you want to see his condition today? When he will see it, he will make the statement. لَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. If it wasn't for the bounty of my sustainer, I would have been present amongst them, heading way for the punishment too. Standing in present in the punishment. Surah As-Saffat, verse 57. So there, لَوْلَا. But because Allah's mercy bounty is upon us, so there is some hope for us. Because Allah's bounty was upon me, according to this verse, according to before and after, you've got to see. So there, Allah's bounty upon me, I got saved. I'm no more part of that punishment. Tahdeer, this means to give such encouragement in such a manner with such severeness so that the person urges also to ask for it. He should have. Why don't you? لَوْلَا تَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهِ. Why do you not make istighfar, turn in repentance, make istighfar, ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, seeking for forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is Surah An-Naml, verse 46. Another verse, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. When the brothers, they were gathered together, we discussed this, and the father passed away, now they decided to put this plan into place, where they are not going to give one third to the poor people. Before they come, we'll go harvest. When they got there, they saw everything was gone already, destroyed. Allah had a plan. They had a plan. Allah's plan prevailed. أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. Did I not tell you that you should have glorified Allah? Then we did last week. So that was in Surah Al-Qalam, verse 28. Then we did in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verse number 70. About the water. And we did the Masnoon Dua to recite. When you are drinking water, in this verse Allah said, if we so wished, if we so willed, لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ جَاجًا. If we so willed, we would have made it better. فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Why will you not make shukr? You've got that water now, make shukr, express gratitude. So this is to incite encouraging words to the person so that he says it or he does, he acts in a particular way. Tawbih wa tandim, another type we said to you. Just go to easy example, Surah Al-Kahf, verse 39. لَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Why when you entered your garden, you didn't say mashallah. You attributed it to yourself. Me, this, that, myself, my doings. Check my garden, check my earnings. This is me, what I'm doing. My package, this is what it's serving me, how it's doing me so well. But here, why didn't you say mashallah, la quwwata illa billah? That's the words of Surah Al-Kahf. Why didn't you say this here? Mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. This teaches us a lesson. When you see something beautiful, I remember when we saw in India and Pakistan, certain houses a little bit more decorated than normal. They will put their mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. So we used to think this year is, imagine you build a house so smart and then you put mashallah. Like, but the meaning of it is, it's to take out the nazar, what you say. Nazar, that evil gaze. So rather look at it and say, mashallah, this is enticing you to read it. Beautiful car, you see someone driving. Read, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. You yourself, your own children. Normally we say, this one, he's causing me so much of jadu and all of this. It's you yourself sometimes. You looking at your own beautiful children, your own car, and you are not saying, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. You're attributing it to yourself. So the response, the remedy, solution, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, in the Quran Sharif. So, then we spoke about istifham. It's lawla is used to ask a question. Let's move on to al-hawa now. So, lawla al-hawa, if it wasn't for love, al-hawa here is referred to muhabbat, al-hawa. So, if you turn to the verse of the Quran Sharif, al-hawa, hawiya yahwa hawan, muhabbat karna. Allah Azza wa Jal says here, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So you turn to verse 87, Surah Al-Baqarah. أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَىٰ أَنفُسُكُمْ مُسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. Whenever a prophet came to you, Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing. Whenever a prophet came to you, بِمَا لَا تَهْوَىٰ أَنفُسُكُمْ, with that which did not appease your nafs, which your nafs did not love, استكبرتم. You grew in arrogance. You grew in pride. فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ. So a portion, a group of you falsified. وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. And another of you engaged in murder, in killing. So a group of you falsified prophets, and the others you engaged in killing prophets. This was the crimes of the Bani Israel. So this is what you did. This is the blood on your hands. Now you come. بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ. We can shed light on this here. In this year, maybe we didn't kill, alhamdulillah, we didn't kill prophets, because that's one of the most heinous crimes a person could do. So, but let's see here. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling me something, what's my reaction? Am I istakbartum? I'm growing. You grow in pride. Do we grow in pride? This is a question. It doesn't suit me, appease me. So then, to counterattack what is being ordained for me in terms of practicing according to the Sharia, that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has prescribed for me, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what's my response like? Is it filled with istikbar, takabbur? What's the response? Because either one of the two things is going to lead. One is you can't kill a prophet now because all the Anbiya Alayhi Wasallam have come. So, but what's the other? It leaves us with one, rejection. And rejection, so take the siwak, miswak. What's your response to the miswak? Do you accept the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with it and stressed and emphasized it? Or do you say, no, toothbrush, we have to blend in with the times, but that which is most pure, that which is going to earn the mercy, pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, you juxtapose and you see yourself. Let's come to another way of looking. Hawa. Hawa yahwi huwiyan wa hawayanan. This means, now you turn to chapter 53, let's first go in verse 1. When najmi idha hawa, an oath has been taken on the stars. By the oath of the star, idha hawa, when it falls. So, hawa also means to fall. There's other types of hawa. One is when it is used for the khawaish. Khawaish means temptations, the desires of the nafs. Suratul Jathiyah, chapter 45, verse 23. أَفْرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you not seen the one who has taken his desires as his deity, as his lord? This is what's happening. Today you want to be male, you worship it. Tomorrow you want to be female, you do it. Whatever you want to do, you can change at any given time. This is what's been referred to. أَفْرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ. Have you not seen the one? أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you not seen the one who's taken his nafs as his deity? So that's two. Muhabbat, we did. Khawaish, desires. Then if you see, Mahbub, referring to the beloved, this also is used here. And the poets, they love to use it in this sense. Hawa, the jama, the plural is ahwa, ahwa. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا أَهْوَاءَ قَوْمٍ قَدْ ضَلُّوا. Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 77. Do not follow the desires of a nation who has gone astray, who's definitely gone astray. So hawa, you see there, one is summary, one is it's good for you. And there where we saw, where we showed you to love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lawla al-hawa, you're in the stanza number 5. Lawla al-hawa lam turiq dam'an ala talalin. If it was, he had not been for love, you would not be, have allowed tears to flow at the ruins. At the ruins we're coming to. Lam turiq, araqa yuriqu iraqatan, this means to flow. Ala talalin, talal. Now we're going to go into this word, talal. Talla yathillu tallan wa tululan. It means to cancel something, invalidate something. So here what had happened is, let's give you one or two incidents where this word talla comes, then you appreciate it also. It's mentioned in Nasai, and you go to the hadith 4764. Hadith 4764. We're speaking about the Banu Tamim tribe. So a man from the Banu Tamim tribe, qatala rajulan, he started fighting with another man. Fa'adda yadahu, and he started then to bite his hand. فَانْتَزَعَهَا. The man whose hand got bitten, or has been bitten at the moment, he pulls away. He pulls his hand. فَانْتَزَعَهَا. As he pulls it away, فَأَلْقَى ثَنِيَّتَهُ. His front tooth falls out. The one biting, his front tooth falls out. So they both go, فَاخْتَصَمَا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They both come to Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالْ يَعُدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ كَمَا يَعُدُّ الْبَكْرُ. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم then says, one of you bites his brother just the way a sheep bites. فَأَطَلَّهَا. This word we are focusing on. فَأَطَلَّهَا. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم was shocked at this. And he's still coming to ask for blood money in this year because he lost his tooth. But he was the one who put his tooth on that person's hand. And that man, to protect himself, pulled his hand away. Defense, self-defense. And due to that, the biter, he lost his tooth. فَأَطَلَّهَا. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invalidated blood money. Because he wanted blood money because he lost his tooth. So فَأَطَلَّهَا أي أَبْطَلَهَا. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invalidated it. That's it. If you see in the next narration, Nasai, in Sunan Nasai, it's beautiful because you'll see different ahadith with the same storyline, with the same lesson, with sometimes with similar words, but it just has an added view on this here. And that's how you then make use of Sunan Nasai. That's why it makes it an exclusive hadith kitab. So if you see in the next narration, it's got Yaltamisul Aql. He was searching for blood money. So this is not in this narration here. Yantaliqu ahadukum ila akhihi fayaudduhu kaghadidil fahli. He was biting just the way a stallion bites. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thumma ya'ti. Then he comes and he's searching for blood money. Rasul Sallallahu said, La aqla laha. There's no blood money for him for this year. For this tooth. Don't ask for it. The next narration, فَأَهْدَرَهَا. Rasul Sallallahu cancelled it. Never allowed it, meaning. So this year we're just learning فَأَطَلَّهَا. طَلُّن. To invalidate it, as we said. You turn to another narration now. A similar incident, but now, so that was with two men. Here's two women fighting. Hazrat Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab radiallahu anhu narrates, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This narration is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Sahih Bukhari. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qada fil janin. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a judgment with regards to a unborn baby. Yuqtalu fi batni ummihi. This baby passed away in the mother's womb. When I read this narration, it just makes you think about how the West and their putrid culture and putrid belief system, they claim to speak so much about saving lives when it's for their agenda, right? But when it comes to an unborn baby, but because it's not, they cannot see that baby, they've got, it's just makes your hair stand, when on the one end, they say, we've got all the technology, we can see what gender, this, that, the other, but you can't see that baby is breathing. You can't see that baby is alive. You cannot see that baby is being given, is nourished for. All that you ignore. So how then do you have this, where you are pushing so much for abortion, allowing it? Under the Bella Bill, you know, I'll just give you a short update. Under the Bella Bill, if a child, girl becomes pregnant, you go and see how many women there. One of the ministers said last year, keep your books open and close your legs. Imagine. And go see then the rates, the women, the girls, not women, these are girls, but their pregnancies from the age of 14, go and see in schools, school going children, what's the rates like? So to put an end to all of that, they say, you know what, let's use abortion and we will sort the problem out. By you killing a life, you say save lives there, yeah, you're killing lives under the name of abortion. So where's the care all of a sudden for humanity? Or is it just when it suits your pockets and money and agenda, then you're quick to prick at us? Consider it. Anyway, moving forward, look at the importance Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. That's what I want to highlight to you here. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a judgment. يُقْتَلُ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ بِغُرَّةٍ عَبْدٍ أَوْ وَلِيدَةٍ. And how was this matter to be solved, resolved? It was to be with a slave, a male slave or female slave. That's how this matter would be resolved. So, فَقَالَ الَّذِي قُضِيَ عَلَيْهِ كَيْفَ أَغْرَمُ. من لا أكل ولا شرب ولا نطق ولا استهل ومثل ذلك بطل. So there's the one narration. But when you go to the narration here, five, just the one before that, you'll find this word, yutal, yutal. The incident is interesting. In this narration, Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the one narrating it. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a judgment between two women, qada fi imratayn. So just a slight variation in words, min hudaylin. So they were from the tribe Hudayl. Iqtatalata. They were fighting. They got involved in a fight. Iqtatalata. Faramat ihdahuma al-ukhra bihajarin. One took a rock and threw the other one with it. Bihajarin. Fasaba batanaha. And it knocked her stomach, her womb. وَيَحَامِلٌ And she was pregnant. فَقَتَلَتْ وَلَدَهَا الَّذِي فِي بَطْنِهَا So the baby, the new, the unborn in the womb had passed away. فَاخْتَسَمُوا إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ The case came to Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. They came, they brought the case to Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, the judge. Most senior judge, the most just judge. This is Nabi, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَضَىٰ أَنَّدِيَّةَ مَا فِي بَطْنِهَا Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know what? The way to resolve this is diyat. You must pay diyat. For what is in the womb? What's the diyat? And this is the diyat. غُرَّةٌ عَبْدٌ أَوْ أَمَةٌ A slave, male slave, female slave. One of the two. فَقَالَ وَلِيُّ الْمَرْأَةِ أَلَّتِي غَرِمَتْ So the guardian of the female who was fined, so this she had to pay, it was upon her because of her crime, because of her crime. The guardian is saying, كَيْفَ أَغْرَمُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا شَرِبَ وَلَا أَكَلَ وَلَا نَطَقَ وَلَا اسْتَهَلَّ فَمِثْلُ ذَلِكَ يُطَلْ فَمِثْلُ ذَلِكَ يُطَلْ Here's the wording. How is there a fine or diyat for someone, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ who doesn't drink, who never drank, who never ate, who never speak, who never scream? فَمِثْلُ ذَٰلِكَ يُطَلْ This is tantamount to, let's just cancel everything. This is like nothing. Let's invalidate the whole case. Never speak, never drank, never scram. Look at the response of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam إِنَّمَا هَذَا مِنْ إِخْوَانِ الْكَهَانِ Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, speech of the fortune tellers. This is the speech of the fortune tellers. Look at the importance. That's what I want to drive your attention to. Importance for that unborn baby. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern. And this person is saying, but never drink, never eat, never. So I was saying to you under the Bella Bill, if a girl becomes pregnant, she doesn't have to inform the parents. So she doesn't have to go through that whole, you know what they will term, inverted commas, humiliation. They can just avoid that. Go with one teacher, do an abortion, get the permission, done. Comes home. Yesterday pregnant, today baby killed, murdered. That blood will be on your hands. Remember that. You can't run away from it. It's going to be for life. It will be on your hands. Let's move on. If you want to know where in the Quran Sharif this word tallun comes in. So if you turn to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 265. فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَلُّنْ So Allah Azza wa Jal gives the comparison here of those who spend for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala searching for His grace, for His happiness. The benefits is twofold. It's like a garden on a height, on a high area, on a hill. And what reaches, heavy rains reach there. And it gives off such beautiful harvest, double fold even. And even if a heavy rain does not reach there, at least a drizzle will reach there. It's still beneficial. Fatallun. Fatallun means that drizzle. Verse 265. Let's move on. We go on to Alban. Alban is a tree. Let's just go through it again, right? We spoke to you already. لولا الهوى لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلل If it was not for love, then you would not have a tear flow at the ruins. على طلل طلل in the explanation way is what is طلل There's a few explanations given here. One is that place which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had left when he went to make hijrah towards Medina Munawwara. You know Muharram is starting now. So that Muharram Hijrah starts on Hijrah. Our basis is not on the birth or death of someone, because then someone will be happy, someone will be sad. Our Hijrah, our calendar starts on movement. You have to go and make some change in your life, or you have to remove yourself from sin, vice, come unto the truth, unto deen. This is it. So talal ruins. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left Makkah Mukarramah, And you know, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had loved Makkah Mukarramah a great deal. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the dua, and as he was leaving, he said, Wallahi, this is the narration of Tirmidhi, Hadith 3925. Wallahi, innaki la khayru ardillahi wa habbu ardillahi ilallah. Walawla anni ukhrijtu minka ma kharajtu. Wallahi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is addressing Makkah Mukarramah. Surely you are the best land, the best of Allah's land, and the most beloved of Allah's land to Allah Azza wa Jal. And if I was not been thrown out from you, ma kharajtu, I would have not left. This was the love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Makkah Mukarramah. Allah Azza wa Jal also takes an oath, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad, on Makkah Mukarramah. And Allah Azza wa Jal only takes an oath on that which is honorable, to relate to you the dignity, the honor in this. And that al-balad is referring to Makkah Mukarramah. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah, he is pondering over this and saying, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the ruins which he's referring to. The honor is there, but Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to leave. That's that pain that is being felt here. There is another meaning of talal, those areas which wherever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam went, Uhud, Badr, it's honorable. But in this sense, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam's pak, pure athar body, he's not there anymore. This is causing that grief to Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah. Or number three, talal, ruins, means the person's body. Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah is our poet here. And he's saying, due to this remembrance and this grief, it's caused him to lose weight and he's become hulky, he's become patla, he's become really thin. That is what's referred to as ruins here. Now I go to, we tell you quickly, the dua, if we move forward now. La wala ariqta, this word ariqta. Araqa yariqu araqan. It is in the meaning of restlessness. We share with you this dua. How many of us suffer from insomnia? The narration, you can find it, it's in Tirmidhi as well. It is in under the chapter, Kitabu al-Da'wat, Ar-Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the supplications of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadith 3523. Shaka Khalid ibn al-Walid al-Makhzumiyu ila al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Khalid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu anhu complained to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqal ya Rasulullah, he said, O Rasulullah, ma anamu al-layl min al-araqi. Ya Rasulullah, I cannot sleep at night due to restlessness. Faqal al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep in mind, wala turiq, that's where, wala uriqta, that's the word, wala uriqta. So this word, min al-araq, araq means restlessness. Faqal al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu anhu, idha awayta ila fi, when you return, when you go and you are now turning to rest to your bed, فقل, then say this dua, Allahumma Rabbi as-samawati sab'i wa ma adallat. O Allah, the sustainer of the seven heavens and that which they shade, wa rabbal ardina wa ma aqallat, and the sustainer of the earths and that which it carries, which they carry, rabbash shayateen wa ma adallat, and the sustainer of the shayateen and those whom they lead astray. Kun li jaran min sharri khalqika kullihim. You become my protector from the evil of your creation in totality. Ay yafruta alayya ahadun minhum. That any one of them should transgress upon me. You become that protector from the evil of your creation in totality. That any one of them should transgress against me. Aw ay yabghiya alayya. Or any of them oppress me. Azza jaruk. Mighty is your protection. Wa jalla thana'uk. Glorified is your praise. Wala ilaha ghayruk. There is no deity besides you. Wala ilaha illa ant. None worthy of worship besides you. This is the dua. Allahumma rabbi samawati sab'i wa ma adallat. Wa rabbal ardina wa ma aqallat. Wa rabbal shayateena wa ma adallat. Kun li jaran min sharri khalqika kullihim. Ay yafruta alayya ahadun minhum. Aw ay yabghiya alayya. Azza jaruk. Wa jalla thana'uk. Wala ilaha ghayruk. Wala ilaha illa ant. So this is the narration. You can find it in Tirmidhi. Beautiful dua for those who suffer from insomnia. ولا أرقت ليا in this stanza 5. ولا أرقت لذكر الباني. You would not become restless due to the remembrance of the cypress tree. This tree, Alban, which you speak about, it's such a tree which has a beautiful fragrance in terms of its oil. The oil that it gives off, it has a beautiful fragrance. Where is Albania? Who is Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah referring to? One is any tree. Any tree. Ban ka ek khas darakh jo Makkah Mukarramah se qareeb tha. It's a tree that is very close to Makkah Mukarramah. And where the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and all of them gathered and they spoke. This is referred to Alban. Al-Alam wala ariqta lidhikri al-bani wal-alami. Alam is a mountain. It is a mountain in Makkah, any mountain in Makkah Mukarramah. One. Two, some say it doesn't really have. It's not, when you speak of Alban and Alam, it's not referring to a specific mountain or it's in its true meaning. But it's just to give a similitude, to give an example. So that's the one. The other point here is, and this is where we conclude, Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah, if you just to summarize it, Lawla al-hawa, lam turiq dam'an ala talalin. If it wasn't for love, you would not have released those tears at the ruins. We explained to you what is ruins. Wala ariqta, nor would you become restless لِذِكْرِ الْبَانِ وَالْعَلَمِ, due to the remembrance of Alban, could either be the tree, or it could be because of tashbih purposes, similitude, or Al-Alam, and Alam is the mountain. Any mountain in Makkah, or it is for tashbih purposes. So from this we learn that Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah, he had spilled tears in remembrance of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He saw this tree, Alban, or he saw the mountain in which Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to. And due to this, it caused him sleepless nights, restlessness. It's just one question to ask you and I. How much of love do we really have for Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And based on that, we can then see the level of our iman, inshallah.